What if the world's most critical supplier for AI chips announced plans to quadruple its production capacity by 2026, and it still might not be enough to meet demand? This isn't a hypothetical. This is the reality of the global AI supply chain, and the bottleneck isn't in the silicon wafer itself, but in how it's packaged. This week, we're diving deep into the hidden battleground that will determine the winners and losers in the AI revolution. Advanced semiconductor packaging. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a seismic shift in the semiconductor world. The headlines are all about AI, but the real story, the one that impacts supply chains from Detroit to Stuttgart, is happening in the final stages of chip manufacturing. We're seeing massive investments, new government funding, and next-generation materials all aimed at solving one critical problem.
That's right, Susie. The problem is advanced packaging. For decades, it was an afterthought. Now, it's the primary bottleneck for AI, HPC, and automotive chips. The race to stack, connect, and package multiple chiplets into a single powerful processor is defining the new landscape of technological competition. This week is about who's spending, who's innovating, and what it means for Western business.
Let's start with the market leader, Troy. TSMC in Taiwan is the name everyone knows for high-end chips. What are they doing to address this bottleneck?
They're doing what they do best, scaling at an incredible rate. According to a May 14th report, TSMC is accelerating the expansion of its CoWoS and SoIC advanced packaging technologies. They aim to increase their monthly output from about 35,000 wafers in late 2024 to 130,000 wafers by the end of 2026.
That's a nearly four-fold increase in just 2 years. What are CoWoS and SoIC, and why are they so critical for AI?
Think of CoWoS, chip on wafer on substrate, as a multi-story parking garage for silicon. It allows chipmakers to place high-performance logic chiplets, like a GPU, right next to stacks of high-bandwidth memory, or HBM, on a silicon interposer. This proximity is vital for the massive data throughput AI models require. SoIC is even more advanced, stacking chips directly on top of each other. Without these packaging techniques, an AI accelerator from a company like NVIDIA simply cannot function at peak performance.
And it's not just TSMC. We saw news from another Taiwanese giant, ASE Technology, the world's largest outsourced assembly and test provider.
Exactly. On April 30th, ASE announced it's boosting its 2026 capital expenditure to a record $8.5 billion, driven almost entirely by AI demand. They're projecting their advanced packaging sales will exceed $3.5 billion this year. They're also partnering with West Printed Circuit on a new NT$35 billion facility in Kaohsiung, scheduled for completion by September 2029, focused specifically on packaging for AI and cloud computing.
So for a U.S. or European manufacturer of, say, industrial robots or smart factory equipment, what's the takeaway here? The supply of high-end chips is expanding, right?
Yes, but the demand from hyperscalers like Google and cloud providers is expanding even faster. This massive capacity expansion in Taiwan solidifies their market dominance. It means Western manufacturers will remain heavily dependent on a geographically concentrated supply chain. Any disruption in that region will have immediate and severe consequences.
And for trading companies, is this the time to lock in long-term contracts?
Absolutely. Trading companies and distributors should be securing their 2026 and 2027 allocations now. The lead times for these advanced packages are not shrinking. Understand that TSMC's and ASE's new capacity is already being claimed by their largest customers. For smaller and mid-sized firms, building strong relationships with distributors who have secured this capacity is critical. Don't wait for the facilities to come online. The production slots are being sold today.
So the actionable insight is clear. The Asian supply chain is scaling, but it's not a buyer's market. Diversification is key.
Precisely. Executives need to approve multi-year procurement strategies and explore every available channel. Assuming you can just buy these chips on the spot market in 2027 would be a critical strategic error.
Which brings us to the Western response. The U.S. government has been vocal about onshoring critical technology. Are we seeing that translate into action in advanced packaging?
We are, and a prime example came on May 20th. Amkor Technology, a major player in outsourced semiconductor assembly and test, or OSAT, announced it's receiving up to $407 million in direct funding from the CHIPS Act. They're using it to expand their campus in Peoria, Arizona, adding 67 acres to build the first high-volume advanced packaging facility in the U.S.
High volume is a relative term. How does Amkor's planned capacity compare to what we just heard from TSMC?
It's a crucial comparison. Amkor's new facility is projected to process about 14,500 wafers per month. This is a significant step for the U.S., but it's just over 10% of TSMC's targeted 2026 capacity of 130,000 wafers per month. Amkor is focusing on what they call a critical bottleneck in 2.5D technology, which is essential for AI, high-performance computing, and automotive applications.
So, for a European automotive company looking to secure chips for its next-gen autonomous driving systems, how does this new Arizona facility change the game?
It provides a vital alternative. It allows them to build a resilient North American supply chain, which is increasingly important for government contracts and for mitigating geopolitical risk. The Made in America label on the packaging, backed by the CHIPS Act, is a powerful differentiator. It means a European car maker could source its chips from a U.S. foundry and have them packaged by Amkor in Arizona, creating a complete Western supply chain.
What about the technology itself? Is the West just catching up, or is there innovation as well? We saw a release from EV Group in Austria.
Yes, EV Group is a critical enabler. At the ECTC conference on May 19th, they showcased the core technologies that make this packaging possible, like their Gemini FB platform for high-precision hybrid bonding. This is the sophisticated machinery that allows you to stack wafers or dies with sub-micron accuracy. Their technology is an industry standard, used in manufacturing 3D memory and integrating chiplets.
So, for trading companies, what does this Western expansion mean for sourcing?
It means new options are coming online, but they will be premium options. Sourcing from Amkor and Arizona will likely carry a higher cost than sourcing from Taiwan, but it offers supply chain security and predictability. Distributors should start conversations with Amkor now about their future capabilities and qualification timelines. For European firms, engaging with equipment suppliers like EV Group provides insight into the technology roadmap, helping them align their product designs with emerging capabilities.
The actionable insight, then, is to actively engage with this emerging Western ecosystem.
Correct. U.S. and European executives should be directing their engineering teams to qualify these new domestic facilities immediately. It's not just about cost anymore, it's about resilience. Waiting until the facility is at full production means you'll be at the back of the line.
Beyond scaling up current technology, what's next? The physical limits of stacking chips are creating new challenges. Is there a next-generation material or technology that could change the game?
There is, and the industry is converging on two key areas: glass substrates and optical interconnects. A TrendForce report from May 5th highlights glass as the solution to the warpage and thermal issues that plague the large organic substrates used today. Glass is more stable, flatter, and handles heat better.
So who is leading this charge?
It's a global race. Intel is a major proponent. Samsung and SK Absolix in Korea are investing heavily, with SK Absolix targeting mass production this year, in 2026. And crucially, Japan's new national champion, Rapidus, is making a very aggressive play here. A report from December confirmed Rapidus is exploring panel-level packaging on large 600 by 600 millimeter glass panels. This is a leapfrog strategy, trying to get ahead of the current wafer-based methods.
And this ties into another Rapidus announcement about optoelectronics, right?
Exactly. On April 23rd, Rapidus, in collaboration with Japan's leading edge semiconductor technology center, launched a project to use light, not electricity, for interchiplet connections. Electrical signals generate heat and consume significant power. Using optical signals could drastically reduce the power consumption of AI chips, which is becoming a massive problem in data centers.
How does this affect U.S. and European manufacturers? Is this a threat or an opportunity?
It's both. It's a threat because if Rapidus and its partners succeed, Japan could re-emerge as a dominant force in a critical next-generation technology. For U.S. and European manufacturers of data center hardware, networking equipment, or even supercomputers, this is a huge opportunity. A chip that requires 30% less power for cooling changes the entire economic equation of running an AI cluster. They should be monitoring this development very closely.
And for trading and distribution companies? This sounds further out.
It is, but the partnerships are forming now. Western trading companies should be looking at the Japanese ecosystem, not just Rapidus, but the materials and equipment suppliers supporting them. This is the time to build relationships and gather intelligence. When this technology matures around 2027 or 2028, knowing the key players will be a massive competitive advantage. You'll be sourcing not just a component, but a fundamental technological edge.
So the action for executives is to shift R&D focus.
Yes. Assign a team to evaluate the strategic implications of glass substrates and optical interconnects. Model the total cost of ownership benefits of lower power chips. Start dialogues with these Japanese innovators. This isn't science fiction. Rapidus plans to have its advanced packaging pilot line in Hokkaido running by April 2026. The future is arriving faster than people think.
All right, Troy, let's bring it all together. A lot of complex developments this week. What are the three key strategic takeaways for executives in the U.S. and Europe?
First, the Asian Advanced Packaging Ecosystem, led by TSMC and ASE in Taiwan, is in a state of hyper-expansion. They are building capacity for today's technology at a scale the West cannot match. This means continued dependence is a reality, and securing your place in their queue is an immediate priority.
Second, the Western onshoring effort is real, but targeted.
Correct. Projects like Amkor's CHIPS Act-funded facility in Arizona are strategically vital for resilience, particularly for defense, automotive, and critical infrastructure. The volume will be lower and the cost likely higher, but it provides a crucial alternative to geopolitical choke points. This is about risk mitigation, not replacing Asia.
And third, the technology is about to shift again.
Yes, the next competitive battleground will be fought on new materials like glass substrates and new interconnects like optoelectronics. Japan, through Rapidus, is making a deliberate attempt to leapfrog the current generation of packaging. This presents a unique opportunity for Western companies to partner and engage early, potentially disrupting the current market dynamics. Don't just watch your current suppliers, watch their future competitors.
So the message is clear. Manage the present by securing capacity in Asia, mitigate risk by qualifying new Western facilities, and prepare for the future by investing in R&D and partnerships around next-generation packaging technologies.
That's the strategy. It requires a multi-pronged approach, but the companies that get it right will secure the components they need to compete and win in the age of AI.
That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. The world of technology never stops, and neither do the strategic implications for your business. Join us next week as we continue to connect the dots.
Thank you for tuning in to Troy Technical Intelligence.
Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your audio so you never miss an update. Until next time, stay informed and stay ahead.